It's our final charter, our final tip meeting, our final night out with this crew, guys. Let's chat about the Below Deck Med finale, season 3.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
We're short on time, and I just want to listen to this song. I'm not going to lie. Oh, I can't believe it. It is officially the finale of Below Deck Med Season 3, guys. I cannot believe
it. I'm so sad.
I'm so sad. I have fallen in love with this crew. I've fallen in love with you guys.
I know.
It's been such an amazing season. I'm Laura L. Thomas. We're going to chat really fast. I've got a couple of ladies joining me.
Hi, everyone. I'm Kaylee Stump.
Hi, guys. I'm Heather Geisler.
Oh my gosh, it's been 16 episodes, 16 weeks of this. Yeah. I feel like the whole crew are like our friends.
I do too. I mean, and we've had so many of them in studio and chatted with them. Yeah. So I follow them on Instagram and I just feel like they're my friends now.
We're connected.
And thank you guys for letting me jump in mid-season too.
Thank you for joining us.
I loved being here with you guys.
Could not have done it without you, lady. Yeah. It has just been a treat. Mm-hmm. Guys, This episode, this finale, it was less, I think it had the right balance of sweet and sour.
Yeah, it did.
What about you?
Yeah. There wasn't as much drama as the previous episode. There were a lot of funny moments, a lot of like touching moments.
Surprisingly touching moments, I think.
I know. The crew kind of making peace in a lot of moments. There was a hint of drama. It was just enough. It had everything that we could have ever wanted.
Yeah. Totally agreed. It was perfect. Yeah. Umami. Very balanced.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was great. It was a nice little send-off going into the reunion.
So. It really, really was. And what is really cool is, like, following these guys on Instagram, you can tell that they all had a genuine, you know, have a genuine respect for one another. Mm-hmm. Whether, you know, regardless of what ended up happening personally on the boat and personally with one another, they found a genuine respect for each crew member. And that, I think, is hard to do. Even Captain Sandy in this episode, I was like, girl, I can get behind you now.
Yeah. I know.
Like, we are on the same team again.
Yeah. They're like a family.
Yeah. And like, I can imagine working that hard in that, you know, intense of an environment.
Yeah, proximity.
Yeah, it's almost like, I'm going to be a nerd for a second. But did anybody ever do theater growing up?
I did choir.
Okay, kind of similar.
In college, we did.
Okay. It's almost like being in a show together,
oh,
right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, you kind of come together for this bonding moment, and it's like, super intense for, like, a few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, or months, or however long you do it, and then all of a sudden it's over, and you're like, oh, like.
Then you miss even the person you hated.
Yeah, you really do. You really do. Anyway, I can go on and on about that. But let's let's pick right back up where we left off. So we had we had the guests that that were on this boat. Again, they were a little bit annoying and a little bit, you know, kind of wah-wah.
Yeah. Once again, I don't blame the daughters for drinking as much as they did, having to deal with their father's girlfriend, friend, whatever. But also, that was so embarrassing.
I know. I felt the shot of her just, like, laid back.
Oh, my God. And her chin just, down.
I kept watching that, and I was just like, that's going to be in syndication for a long time.
I loved that in the morning. She was just like, I was just so tired.
Very tired.
Like, yeah, it was because you were tired, right?
Yeah. I mean, I'm a little bit jealous at how tired she was.
Oh, my God. Yeah, so is Hannah.
Yeah, right?
Well, it was nice to see her loosen up a little bit. You know, at least they enjoyed their time.
Yeah, they had a fun night. My gosh.
They sure did. They definitely enjoyed their time. And then during this last charter, we see a lot of things happen. Obviously, you know, we pick up with Casey and Joao, their conversation where he says that, you know, 1,000,000% she would be the... She could be the one standing there. I think it was almost just like he was just confused. And he even said, I don't want to be confused anymore. I don't want to confuse myself anymore. I think he Do we think he's just telling her what she wants to hear, or is that...
But he's been saying that ever since he chose Brooke. He's like, okay, I made my decision. Mm-hmm. I made my decision. It's like, no, you didn't. You're still completely 100% flirting with Casey.
I think he's just the quintessential guy that wants what he can't, what he doesn't have. Not what he can't have, because I think he could have Casey if he had chosen her. But I think he's the guy that even if he makes his decision, always wonders what if. Mm-hmm.
Did you mean confused when they initially kissed, Brooke and him? And
no, because he said when he kissed Brooke that everything was very clear.
Right.
But he said when Casey asked him, you know, if I had not walked away, would it have been me? He was like, I don't want to, he said in his confessional, I don't want to confuse myself anymore. I don't want to confuse her anymore. I don't know. I'm just confused.
He honestly cannot help the flirtations that come out of his mouth. He cannot help it.
Right. I feel like if you're with, if Joao is with Brooke, I don't feel like he should be saying those things to Casey. And I don't think they're
appropriate.
It's not appropriate questions either for her to ask him.
No,
you know?
It's not.
It's not respectful to anybody in the situation, because it's just going to end up being a bad situation.
They both egg each other on.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
Casey really likes, I don't know, she likes that.
It's an attention thing, I think. And I'm not saying that in a vain way or a very shallow way. I'm just saying, I think, and also, too, there's, four guys on the boat.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That's a long time to just be stuck with, the same people. She's like, okay, I'm not into Adam. I'm not into Conrad. I'm not into Colin.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go all in on Joao.
Yeah. I mean, you know? At the end of the day, that's just kind of how their relationship has panned out. It's like flirtation, as long as they've never acted on it ever since Joao chose Brooke, which they haven't.
Ooh.
So I guess at the end of the day, that's like how their friendship is. I guess it'll just be how Brooke feels about it. And if she can, I mean, now that they're going off the boat, it'll definitely be different. But
how long can that last? How long can a flirty friendship last?
Well, is that almost like having a work husband or work wife?
Ooh.
Because it just happens that your actual person is there to witness it. But I feel like that might be kind of similar, like the person that...
A little bit.
Yeah, you kind of have a closer relationship to.
Oh, this is stirring up so many emotions in me right now, because I'm just like, oh, gosh, I don't know. Because I really do wonder, you know, we all have a friend that we've friend zoned or whatever because we're dating somebody else, but we love the attention of or we love to kind of keep things going, or maybe just keeping as an option.
Yeah.
I think I really truly think it's more of an intention thing than anything, especially in your 20s. I mean, you guys are in your 20s. So am I, clearly. But I think that's just a big lesson that you kind of learn in your 20s is how to have relationships that are respectful and also intimate without being too intimate.
Absolutely.
You know?
And Joao has Instagrammed and tweeted a lot saying how much he's learned about himself.
For sure.
About his relationships, everything. And we also have someone in the live chat, Wheel Watcher 05, says Casey is still salty for not being picked.
Oh, so we just think that is a salty thing. But see, I don't... It could be, actually. But I think she just likes to keep him on the hook, you know, because she knows that she can. I don't know. I'm really intrigued to kind of see how this... how Joao seems like a very different person on social media right now than the person that I see... On the show. So I'm really anxious to see what happens at the reunion.
Me too.
Next week.
Me too.
I think it's going to be a little bit explosive.
Yeah.
And then we have our final tip meeting of the season. And they made out pretty well, ladies.
Yeah.
So this was a $20,000 tip that they got from this charter, and making the total $143,500 for the season.
Gosh, when you add it all up, that's incredible.
Yeah.
That, if I break it down, now is Sandy's included in the tip, yeah? I would imagine.
Is she?
I don't know.
I would imagine. Okay, so if you break it down between all of them, including Sandy, it's almost $16,000 each for the season. $16,000 in tips just for the season. Right? I was waiting for that. I was like, anybody else like impressed? Which means, and actually think about this, because the season is only 5 or 6 weeks long, right? So you go on a boat for 5 or 6 weeks, you make 16 grand, you take a couple weeks off, you go back on the boat for 5 or 6 weeks, you take, like, that's a million dollar career, y'all. Yeah.
I know, but I feel like their breaks are longer than a couple weeks. I think they take months off, and they also travel a lot.
That's true.
So I think it's a lot of making money, and it's a lot of spending money.
But theoretically, if you're a hustler and you get on that boat and you like work the system all year long, you could make over $1 million just in tips on this boat.
And they're still getting paid.
Allegedly.
On the boat.
Yeah.
Like, with
somebody
the tips.
Get me on this boat.
Moral of the story.
Yeah, exactly.
Laura wants to be a yachty.
I need to pay for his college. Somebody get me on this boat.
No. We could eat Adam's food.
Oh, I would be really great, guys. I'll be the third stew. I'll do the laundry.
Yeah.
I'll iron stuff. I will
take out the trash.
I will make beds. I will clean dirty rooms. I will do it.
Hell yeah.
Sign me up, Bravo. Let's go.
I really liked Sandy's speech when she was like, nobody got fired. But some
got
people
close.
Were close and nobody killed each other. And everybody said. But some of us are close.
It's true. It's
really
true.
Funny.
And it's clearly mentally draining, physically exhausting.
Ugh.
But yeah, if you're a hustler and you can do it, make that bank, girl.
Make that bank, y'all. Speaking of, you know, making that bank and, I don't know, doing all kinds
of stuff. You guys want to make some bank?
Heather, give us a little, theoretically, a little update.
Yes, guys. So our network produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, many more. There's no network that works harder for you to serve the television fans. But we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. And by subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you will help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, you don't have to be, because they're optional. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel and check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know that you did so in the comments, and we'll thank you on air. But for now, thank you for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV talk.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. Thank you. We are so grateful.
Yes.
So a couple of other things that I want to chat about in terms of this sort of final charter. So we see Hannah pull aside both Casey and Brooke and gives them – she gives – let's talk about Casey first. So she gives Casey a hug and says, if you ever need a recommendation, you have my cell phone number, I would refer to you anywhere. Biggest surprise of the season to me. I never thought I would ever see that moment.
I know. And Conrad told us this. I think maybe Colin told us this, that Casey was going to be the one to surprise us the most when she started out in the beginning not knowing anything, being seasick. And now she's an incredible yachty. And, Hannah's all for her.
She did. She ended up doing really great. She filled her role. She learned her role, and she worked it to a T. And
she
I think that was really admirable.
Yeah, and she said, like, even when no one else believed in myself, you know, or in me, I believed in myself, and she really did. And she really worked hard. And I felt like she had a pretty good spirit about it all.
Yeah,
you know, she was never really too like down in the dumps on herself or like, nobody likes me or nobody thinks I'm doing a good job. Like, she just really worked hard, and then in the end she prevailed. And I also thought it was like really cool to see Hannah, like how joyous she was. But I was like, this is a totally different person. I can only imagine what she would be like all the time if she were that happy.
Well, she was totally so happy that it was like the very end of the season.
She
was just in a giddy mood because she was chatting with Casey, giving her a hug, and then she takes Brooke aside for a glass of wine.
That was going to be my next comment. So even her and Brooke, who they don't, I mean, they're going to have to work at a friendship if they're going to end up being friends. But even Brooke said that. But she pulls her aside. She's like, do you want to go have a glass of wine with me on the bow? And I thought that was really a lovely moment from her.
Although she did get a little jabby in there, like, I would bet my entire tips from the charter that Drow's gonna screw you over.
They're making peace with the wine didn't last very long.
Yeah. That was unnecessary.
I just, I was just like, oh my gosh, okay. And then we see Colin has a final rap for the crew, which I thought was really amazing. So spot on. Way to go, Colin.
That was a good roast.
Kind of perfect. Mm-hmm. Kind of a perfect perfect little button for the end of this.
Yeah.
All right, let's jump to our last little topic, which is basically their final night out. All of these relationships kind of have one more go around, if you will. Hannah gets one more jab at Joao. Joao and Conrad make up. Actually, Joao and Conrad have their sort of kiss and make up moment like Hannah had with both of the ladies, which I thought was really nice.
That was good to see.
It was good to see them kind of – it was good to see Joao kind of humble himself and give the Conrad the credit it's due.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Of course, Hannah takes her final jab at Joao. Can't let that go.
No, she is so – she cannot let him, like – go. He is so under her skin. Yeah. She will not let it go.
Yeah. It was really kind of crazy to see. But, I mean, I think they're just like that tornado volcano relationship. They're just never going to get along.
Yeah.
They're going to be always destructive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I don't know what Hannah is expecting at this point, telling Brooke, trying to convince her that Joao is a sexist pig that she says, you know. I mean, what is Hannah even going to get out of it at this point?
That's exactly right. Like, it doesn't, at this point, like, let the girl live her life and have her relationship, because it's not your relationship anymore, you know? You don't even have to work with him anymore. You're done.
I know. So, yeah, that last conversation wasn't super necessary.
It seemed a little icky. Speaking of icky, we didn't see Dragon Hannah go on the prowl to try to find Conrad on the boat.
Oh, my God.
Which Colin's little impression of her as a dragon was just hilarious.
Oh, my God. I cried of laughter. That was so funny.
That was like quite possibly my favorite moment of the whole thing.
Right? I know.
was his dragon. But, guys, let's talk about that hookup.
Well, first...
Or that alleged hookup. I'm sorry.
I know. Well, first at dinner, Conrad tries to rearrange and make sure Hannah doesn't sit next to him.
Hilarious.
And then, you know, they get back to the boat and he's running around, like, with his shirt
sneaking
off.
Sneaking his duvet then, to the
Yeah,
to
going
the
to the guest room. Yeah. And tonight, Conrad was tweeting. He said, "Bollocks, why does no one ever follow my seating plan? Hide and seek is over."
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And then she found him.
She did a full court press on him.
Wow, she was not going to give up.
She knocked down that door.
Yeah, she did.
I mean, wow.
Fire breathing.
And was she drunk?
Yes.
Okay. Because she was bold. Very bold.
Which, hey, you know what? Like, I like a woman who goes after what she wants, but wow.
I just was surprised after everything that happened, and she hated that she had to spend the money to change the flights, and she seemed so sour towards him. But she loosened up.
She wants to be the one to end things. She doesn't want to be like she walked into that room and he's like, "Please leave me alone. Please go away." And she's like, and then she goes off talking about, you know, "How would you feel if I went on someone else's yacht
with
a guy who wants to hook up with me?" Like, clearly just trying to make him extremely jealous. And he's like, Please, just leave.
Can we talk about this tomorrow?
Yeah. Oh my gosh, I was flabbergasted. Yeah. I was flabbergasted by that.
It's her last ditch effort to get under his skin.
Well, I clearly she did.
And then she tried to get into his pants.
I was like, she got under a lot of things. It seemed.
It worked.
So, you know, way to go, Hannah. Good job.
that was another. Some of the most cringy moments from this entire season were in, like,
it
this
always
episode.
Sounds worse than it looks. You know what I mean? Like, who knows what was happening in there? But, like, if we had seen, like, the shot in the dark or whatever, the night vision, like, it would have been fine. But just the door closed and the sound effects, I was just like,
and the subtitles, it's like, your mind goes wild.
All right, really quickly, guys, who's your MVP of the season?
Colin. He's just so funny. Yeah. And so awesome and so much fun to watch, and he's the comic relief.
Yeah,
I'll go for Casey. She really improved, and I respect that. Yeah,
I love it. Mm. I was gonna say Colin too.
Yeah,
Colin's my MVP. I think he's just the he ended up being the life of the party and kind of keeping things light. And you could just always rely on him to kind of lighten the mood.
Absolutely.
When there was a lot of drama and a lot of tense moments, he kind of just kept things grounded and kept things at bay. So
yeah, and he kept his raps going every week on his Instagram
so
as a recap. So impressive.
If you have not checked those out, make sure you hop over to Colin's Instagram and do that.
Yeah.
All right, guys, we're going to skip news and predictions tonight because we are out of time, sadly. But we will be back next week for the reunion episode. So please make sure you join us. Join us on the live chat. Keep the comments coming. Let us know what you thought about this episode. And we'll see you guys for the reunion.
Oh my gosh, it's gonna be explosive.
It's gonna be feeling crazy, y'all. Yeah. So join us next week. We will be right here at 8 o'clock on Pacific time.
Yeah.
I'm Laura L. Thomas. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Laura Thomas Son.
And you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Kaylee Stump and check out my podcast, Sex and Studio City.
I'm Heather Geisler, and you can find me at 500 Days of Heather.
Thank you guys so much for a great show and a great season. We'll see you next week for the for the reunion.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.